Sincerity brings some inner guidance from Krishna in the heart. Krishna is in the heart of every devotee, eternally, and every jiva. But especially Krishna speaks to the devotees. He says in Gita, Samaham Sarvabhuteshu Name Dvesyo Stiyapriya. He says, I am Samaham Sarvabhuteshu. Samaham, I am equal to everyone. Sarvabhuta. Sarvabhuta means every living entity, I'm equal. But if someone is my devotee, if someone turns to me and serves me and is dependent on me and crying out to me, then naturally I'm a person. I am chit sarupam. I am full of consciousness and sensitivity. I am God. So I will respond and make him my own. So therefore the devotee, having surrendered at the lotus feet of Sri Guru and taking diksha and practicing bhakti bhajan, he has a connection with Krishna. Krishna sambandha. That's established. In fact, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila, maybe chapter 6 or so, says that dikshakali atmasama. Says dikshakali atmasama chidananda rupam. Says at the time of diksha, dikshakali atmasama, atmasamarpan. Time of diksha, when a disciple fully surrenders himself or herself, or oneself, the time of diksha, one surrenders oneself fully to the guru, then Krishna makes that person equal to themselves. Sama. Very nice verse. So therefore, the devotee, he's in this anytime, at any time he's feeling this lack of inspiration or lack of enthusiasm, lack of inspiration, lack of enthusiasm, lack of determination, lack of strength to go on, he has to turn to Krishna in the heart and pray. That's why we have so many prayers by Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya and so many padakartas and poets are praying Sharanagati. Sharanagati Prabhu, Sharanagati Prabhu, Sharanagati Prabhu. The whole stotram of Bilvamangala Thakur is called Govinda Damodar Madhava Stotram. So many shlokas. It's all about devotees who surrendered and they expressed their surrender by chanting three words. Draupadi and the gopis and everywhere. The gopis went Akrura. In chapter 38 and 39 of 10th canto, Akrura, Krishna's uncle, he came to Nandagram to take Krishna and Balaram to Mathura. At that time, the gopis, they just forgot all about name and shame. All the Brijvasis were there watching Krishna on the chariot. And the chariot started to go down the street. The gopis, they didn't care anymore. Until now, their love for Krishna was secret. It was totally secret. No one knew. But now they're seeing that Krishna, Akrura is taking Krishna away from them. Then their hearts were splitting in half. So they start running after the chariot and pulling at Krishna's dhoti, pulling at Krishna's dhoti, and pulling at the horses. Stop, stop, don't go, don't take him. Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. The same words are there, one shloka in chapter 10th canto, chapter 39. I can't remember the same shloka, but the circumstance, Kaladeshan Patra, by which these three words came out, was at that time when the gopis were exasperated and totally devastated, destroyed by the imminent separation from Krishna. He never came back, according to the Bhagavatam, aside from different tikkas and different commentaries or whatnot. But according to Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna never came back again to Vrindavan. So this was a tragic moment for them. So they threw away everything. They surrendered everything. I don't care about anything. Okay, now I'm letting out the truth. And everyone's, their mother-in-laws are looking. Huh? Their husbands are looking. Yashodananda, everyone's looking. What are they doing? That's my, all the husbands of the, all the gopas, the husbands of those gopis. Lita's husband, Vishaka's husband, Radharani's husband. What? What is my wife doing? They're pulling at Krishna's dhoti and they're yelling, Govinda Damodara Madhavi. They're running down the street behind the chariot. It's because they don't like this person? Because they're madly attached and in love with this person. Then they've left everybody behind them. Goodbye to my father. Goodbye to my mother. Goodbye to my sister. Goodbye to my brother. Goodbye to my mother-in-law. Goodbye to my sister-in-law. Goodbye to my husband. Govinda Damodara Madhavi. This is exasperation, desperation. One great saint, Gaudiya saint, he said, there's three planes, no, not this kind of plane, but level, you know, krama, level, P-L-A-N-E, plane, like trigonometry, planes, you know, this. So there's three planes of existence. The Maya Jagat, material world, this is the area. The area, the plane, the sphere, the area, the plane of exploitation. I cheat you, you cheat me. I rip you off, you rip me off. Jivo, jivasi, jivanam. It's in Bhagavatam. One living entity eats another living entity. Ahastani, sahastanam. Apadani, chatuspadam. Falguni, tatra mahatam. Jivo jivasya jivanam. The big fish eats small fish. So this is the plane of exploitation. Now you transcend and leave this Maya Jagat and go to Haridam. Go to Vaikuntha Haridam. That's the plane, the area, the place of the spiritual sky of dedication. Everyone is dedicated. Lakshmi is massaging Krishna's feet. Jaya Vijaya offering stotrams. And the Shruti Charis, the Shrutis and Rishis are offering Purusha Shukta to wake up Vishnu. And many, many, all kinds of dedicated services. That's Vaikuntha. But you go far beyond Vaikuntha to go Loka Dham, Prem Dham. That's the plane of desperation. Desperation, madness. Going crazy because of Krishna. Yashoda goes crazy because of Krishna. Why do you have to go out with the cows? Why do you have to go out all day for 9 hours? We have thousands of coward men and thousands of servants. You're the prince. You're the Yuvaraj. Your feet are so tender, they're like butter. And your head is so gentle and you get scorched by the sun. She's going crazy when he leaves. And the coward boys go crazy when he leaves them in the afternoon. So the gopis are always crazy. Gopis are crazy in the day and the night because they're unmadani. Unmadani means the highest pitch of Madanakya Mahabhav. Unmadani. Uttam mada. Mada means mad, crazy, intoxicated, outside of yourself. Don't know what you're doing. Don't know what you're saying. You don't know what you're doing. Don't know what you're saying. Oh, you useless servant of a useless master. Don't try to land on my feet. I know what you're doing. I see that kumkum powder on your chest. That's from embracing another gopi. This is Radharani speaking to the Brahmar Geet. This is Unmadani, Chitrajalpa, Udgorna, madness, and Mahabhav, Brahmar Geet. So the gopis are desperate. So devotees are following the gopis. Gopi anugatya. E neva dana dara sakira anugatya karo. Every day we pray Tulsi, Vrindadevi. Vrindadevi is a priya sakhi of Krishna. She's Krishna sneha adik. The mandris are Radha sneha adik. And some sakhis are also Radha sneha adik. Some are Krishna sneha. But Vrindadevi, she's Krishna sneha adik. She has extra more affection for Krishna than Radha. She's a Priyasakhi, and we're praying to this Priyasakhi Vrindadevi, oh, E Neva Dana Dara Sakhi Rana, please give me your permission, please give me your sanction, Nivedan, that I become a follower of the gopis, Gopi Anugatya. So this desperation, Krishna is bringing these devotees become steady by the mercy of Krishna. Now the next installment of mercy is that they become desperate, surrender, break down and cry. Become desperate. Nishta, and approaching Nishta, brings a sincere devotee to the plane of desperation where he has to surrender and cry. So these devotees, they become very nishtha and steady somehow, or what they're calling nishtha, or steadiness. And then they meet a block and they can't go beyond it. Is there some secret? The secret is turn within. Turn within to your Lord in the heart. Pranapriyatam. Pranapriyatam Shamsundaram. Pranapriyatam Shamsundaram. Shivaram Sundaram. Satyam. Satyam Shivaram Sundaram. Pranapriya Sundaram. So Sundaram means the most beautiful, Shamsundar, Sri Krishna, who's in the heart of all true devotees. And he's waiting to hear you cry. He's waiting to see you cry.